Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you're having a wonderful week. Well, today marks the beginning of a new series called One Heart, Many Hands. Our podcast discussion will focus on the topic of why we worship. So the question for today is, what prompts us to come together for worship? Well, it's more than just seeking a fleeting moment of personal spiritual encouragement. It revolves around engaging with a community. We look to the early believers right after the Holy Spirit descended at Pentecost as our example. The book of Acts, as we look in chapter 2, 42 through 47, illustrates their life together. They committed themselves to four essential elements: the teaching of the apostles, fellowship, the sharing of meals, and prayer. This commitment led to remarkable outcomes. In verse 44, we read, "Now all who believed were together and had all things in common." This wasn't merely a political arrangement. It was an organic expression of love and the Spirit's influence. They sold their belongings and shared the proceeds with those in need. In Acts 2, explains the reason behind our worship. It highlights that worship encompasses our resources, time, and physical involvement. Their remarkable unity and generosity meant that nobody faced their struggles alone. The needs of individuals became the collective concern of the community. Worship from them was not confined to singing. It involved actively sharing each other's burdens, making their collective life a powerful testament to the world. This unity led us to Paul's guidance to the Galatians. He says, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ," which is found in Galatians 6:2. The burdens Paul mentions denote a heavy, overwhelming weight for someone. The verses preceding Galatians 6:2 discuss the importance of gently restoring a person who has fallen into sin. The battle against sin can be a heavy and isolating challenge. You know, experiencing loss, illness, financial difficulties, or deep anxiety creates isolation that no one should have to face alone. The exhaustion that comes from with faith and the risk of growing weary in doing good, as Paul mentions later in the chapter. To bear these burdens involves sharing the weight with someone. It signifies showing empathy, providing assistance, praying, or simply being there in supportive silence. This embodies the core of spiritual unity. When you observe a sister struggling under a heavy burden, you don't just give advice and move on. Instead, you extend your hand, support her load with your shoulder and assist her for a while. You convey that this weight is too much for you to bear alone, but together we can manage it. The remarkable promise in this directive is that by sharing one another's burdens, we fulfill the law of Christ. So what does the law of Christ entail? It's simple. Love one another as I have loved you. Jesus carried the ultimate burden, the weight of our sins and separation from God to the cross. Assisting a friend is the example of Christ. It reflects the love we have received. When a challenge is shared, the load may not vanish, but guess what? It is altered. The overwhelming weight turns into something manageable. Your readiness to assist acts as a visible and concrete expression of Christ's love. It converts an internal, isolating struggle, like the chain series we recently discussed, into an outward act of grace, a witness that showcases the power of God's Spirit working through His people. It takes humility to seek assistance, just as it requires humility to provide help without judgment. This mutual openness reinforces the fabric of the church. We engage in worship because within our community, our challenges do not need to shatter us. When we share our struggles, they do not confine us. Rather, they serve as a clear testament to the one who opposed sin and death for everyone. Our utmost strength lies in the hands that reach out to help carry our burdens. May we all aspire to be the community embodying the simple yet powerful law of Christ. Now, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we appreciate the truth found in your word and the example set by the early church. Thank you for revealing that worship is meant to be a collective experience rather than an individual endeavor. We acknowledge that we often strive to be self-reliant. We bear our burdens, worries, the weight of our failures, and the fatigue of our grief alone. We tend to conceal our struggles, believing we must demonstrate our strength independently. Please forgive us and remind us to carry each other's burdens. Grant us the bravery to be open enough to seek assistance and the humility and compassion to offer support without judgment or the need to fix everything. Bring us together. Transform our church, small groups, and friendships into spaces where burdens are freely shared and where fellowship turns a heavy load into a source of hope. Let our dedication to supporting one another reflect the teaching of you, showcasing your boundless love to those observing. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue this journey on one heart, many hands. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.